أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Did you not consider the case of the person who remonstrated with Abraham, peace be upon him, about who was Abraham's Lord, just because Allah had granted him dominion? When Abraham, peace be upon him, said, "My Lord is He who grants life and causes death," he replied, "I grant life and I cause death." Abraham said, "But surely Allah causes the sun to rise from the east. Now you cause it to rise from the west." Thereupon, the denier of the truth was confounded. Allah does not direct the wrongdoers to the right way. Did you not consider the case of the person who remonstrated with Abraham? Here the reference is to Nimrod, the ruler of the land of Abraham's, peace be upon him, birth, Iraq.
أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Or consider him by way of example, who passed by a town that was fallen down upon its turrets. He exclaimed, "How will Allah restore life to this town that is now dead?" Allah then caused him to remain dead for 100 years and then raised him to life and asked him, "How long did you remain in this state?" He replied, "I remained so for a day or a part of a day." Allah rejoined, "No, you have rather stayed thus for 100 years. But look at your food and your drink. There is no deterioration in them. And look at your ass, how its entire skeleton has rotted. And we did all this so that we might make you a token of instruction for people. And see how we will put the bones of the ass together and will clothe them with flesh." Thus, when the reality became clear to him, he said, "I know that Allah has power over everything."
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قال فخذ 4 من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم.
And recall when Abraham, peace be upon him, said, "My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead." Allah said, "Why? Do you have no faith?" Abraham replied, "Yes, but in order that my heart be at rest." He said, "Then take 4 birds and tame them to yourself. Then put a part of them on every hill and summon them. They will come to you flying, knowing well that Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Yes, but in order that my heart be at rest."
That is the rest and inner peace that one attains as a result of direct personal observation.